everybody. Always entertaining, Don. So we're here for Something Genuine. This is where we watch TED Talks, and then we discuss those TED Talks. And I was thinking a moment ago, I'm not sure, I think it's going to come out garbled, but you know, Rick Archer does Buddha at the Gas Pump, and he talks about doing interviews with ordinary awakening people. These TED Talks are done by ordinary, non-spiritual awakening people. we like to look at these because we do get the perspective from folks who aren't necessarily on the spiritual path, and see where their experience, their life experience, intersects with what we're learning here. I'm really excited about tonight's video. The name I don't have in front of me. What's the name, Dawn? Tell me the name. You know the name.
Why Goals Alone Do Not Work and What's Missing by Derek Mills.
Thank you. Why Goals Alone Do Not Work and What's Missing. And I just got a real strong sense that this is what we ought to be playing. You know, we did Resolving for Truth retreat. Was it this week? Yeah, I guess so. It feels like last week. And I think it intersects with what we learned there. I also think it intersects with what Glenn was talking about improving the conditions for my decision making. So creating the conditions for what you want to happen to come to fruition. So it's just really interesting how it all, you know, it all lines up. So without further ado, let me say the name one more time. I can't. Dawn's going to say the name one more time, and then she's going to play the video.
Why Goals Alone Do Not Work and What Is Missing, Derek Mills.
Thank you. And you may want to take notes so you'll know what you want to talk about when it comes time to discuss it. Thanks, Dawn.
So a few years ago, I'm broke, I'm depressed. I've been working in the business for 17 years on a self-employed, commission, fees-only basis. I'm working 6-7 days a week, which means I'm not seeing my wife, I'm not seeing my children. And actually what's happening is when I'm in the office, I'm often thinking about what's happening at home. What are they doing? What are the kids up to? What's Jerry doing? When I was in the house, I was also thinking about work because I need to know how I'm going to pay those bills. Who can I see next to get some money to pay those bills? And the clients that I had were really abusing my trust and my service, my willingness to drive anywhere in the country to look after them and to serve them. So I was losing out in a huge way, in every way it seemed. And because of that, and that feeling of there's more to me than this, I've got a greater life than this. But can't figure out how to do it, how to get that greater life out. And I was depressed. What I actually wanted was the life of freedom, a life where I could have choices about my time, and to see my loved ones, and to have time with my loved ones, and to work less time and actually have more money and create wealth for myself and other people, and to make a difference in the world, and to be happy, and to get that greatness which I know is inside of me, outside of me. This I had to do. That's the life. Right now, it's vital for me to share an idea that came to me that changed everything. Because for 17 years, I've been failing in my life and in my business, failing on every level that was important to me. Until I made a decision that changed everything one night. 2003, November the 11th, I'm in my office and I get a moment of inspiration that said, you've been using a system, and this is my confession, I've been using this system for 17 years, a system that I've been told to use to become happy and successful by gurus and teachers all over the world. And the system was set goals to be happy and successful. And who hasn't heard that? Because wherever you go in the world, every approach says, set goals to be happy and successful. The challenge was, 17 years in that position, read the books, went on the courses, not successful, failing, unhappy. One night I realized that, hey, this has got to change. And for that to change, I have to change. In a moment of inspiration, I realized instead of living in the future with these goals, I had to live in the present and be me right now. The challenge that I discovered was this: goals are future-based. And what each and every one of us does is we set our goals for that future. And we say to ourselves, when I get that thing, when I be that thing, when I've got that thing, done that thing, then I'll be happy. And there's the lie, isn't it? Because you can't be happy in the future. Happiness is a present time experience. Happiness is a now experience. I've been telling myself for 17 years, one day I'll be happy. And in order to be happy in the future, I was actually removing happiness from today. And I had to stop that night. And it did. The system of goal setting is something that everybody uses everywhere in the world. And I've spoken now on four continents to people from hundreds of countries. And they've all used the same system. But here's the challenge. Most people, most places, most of the time, miss their goals. And the question is, how long do you stick with the system that doesn't work for most people most of the time for about 100 years? How long do you stick with that system? Because if you've got a car or a watch and it doesn't work properly, it's broken, it means there's something missing. It's not working. There's something missing. And that night at my office, November 2003, I discovered what was missing. I discovered what I had to do in that space was to be myself, authentically me, which means two things. I had to set and live by daily standards. And what that means is this. I realized in that space, I had to go inside and discover who I really am and who I'm meant to be. And instead of living by these goals in the future, to live by standards, but one day at a time. So standards, as an example, is an authentic thing that's inside of us. It's real for us and that's true. And it's true for us. This critical missing link is what I realized that was missing all around the world. I've spoken to hundreds of people and thousands of people at the time. And when I ask them the question, have you set goals? Most hands go up. And I say to them, the next question is, and how's that working out for you? Giggle, giggle, shuffle, shuffle, awkward look, because it hasn't been working out for us, for you, for the world. And that's why daily standards became the way for me to go forward. So the daily standard became one thing. A daily standard is a basis, criterion, level, quality, or rule that you set from within. You set from inside of your truth, you as a person, you as a business. And you live from that place just for today. A basis, criterion, level, quality, rule, just for today. Not for the future, but for today. Because it keeps you present, it keeps you now. And remember, happiness is a present time experience. Keeping in the now. And this wasn't new. I realized actually what I'd uncovered was some ancient text. Because 2,000 years ago, Christ walked the earth. And 2,000 years ago, he said many things. And one of the things he taught us was the Lord's Prayer. And in the middle of the Lord's Prayer, he gave four words. Give us this day. Give us this day. And that meant being now in the present. And I don't think he misspoke. He didn't say, give us this month, give us this quarter, give this three-year business plan, give us this 20-year program, give us this. He said, give us this day. I think he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. And I think he was right. Son of God and all that. He was right. Today, present, standards, authentic. And I began to do that. In the few short years, everything had changed for me. The whole approach of my life changed. Within a few short years, I'd got the life that I wanted. And more, way beyond what I expected to have. Far beyond. And I began to change my life, and I became, within a few short years, 3 years from that spot, I made my first million. But it's not about the million. I became happy immediately rather than waiting for something to happen in the future. But I made the million work in less than half the time that I used to. And I raised that, I changed the clients I was dealing with. I got rid of the clients that were messing me around and abusing my trust and service. I let go of a number of my friends that were not the right standard for who I was, who I really was. I changed my health and my eating standards, my activity standards, my attitude standards, my relationship standards, my money standards. I changed all those standards. And as I raised those standards, I raised me up. And the gifts that I already had inside of me were there waiting to come out, and they came out. Which meant I began to coach and then to teach. And even as a former stutterer, to speak. And this is the gift of living by daily standards. Because when you're present, the gifts that you're missing, the gifts that could change your life, already inside of you right now, they're waiting to come out. So what I began to do was to share this around the world. People began to, with organizations. and companies, and we're helping them to understand what the goal was doing to their approach. And I realized when people were living by goals only, they often had the wrong behavior in order to achieve those goals. And the wrong behavior meant a lot of companies around the world, and even present time companies, people like Volkswagen and other organizations, and the banking system, they were using goal achievement and driving the wrong behavior. And if you use the wrong behavior to achieve those goals, you suffer. But more importantly, people you seek to serve suffer. So goals can drive the wrong behavior and cause us to be who we're not meant to be. And everybody loses. So as I began to share this, working with organizations and schools and companies and businesses, they realized, actually, if we do this in a different way, we really get to achieve something beyond what we thought we could do, beyond goals. So that was from 2003. By 2009, Harvard released a paper, the Harvard Business Review. And that business review basically said, goals have gone wild. This is post-credit crunch, of course. And what they were saying was actually that the goals that people have been using in their businesses over decades has not only not kept them authentic and real and happy, it damaged the world. And they gave case after case after case involving Kellogg University, Kellogg Institute, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and put these papers in and said, listen, goals have gone wild. The system that's breaking, the NHS, the care system, these are challenges that each of us are facing because of goals. They talk about car companies that have the wrong standards on their materials and their manufacturing that cost lives. They talked about businesses that did the wrong level of service, that where the customers suffered and paid over and over again for that service. They talked about care and hospitals and institutions. I think every one of us now knows that in the UK, the unnecessary thousands of deaths of people caused by the goals and goal mentality and target mentality of people that really wanted to help, but by having goals, forgot about the behavior and the standards, the basis, the criterion, the levels, the quantity of rules of how they really should behave in order to make a difference in people's lives, the people they sought to serve. So I began this journey around the world to talk to lots of other people. And at first, because I know, like you know, that every teacher, every guru on the stage or any book says, set goals to be successful, I came up against some resistance. And I felt a bit like Copernicus, where he was saying, look, you know, it doesn't actually work that way. You're missing something. It isn't a question of the sun going around the earth. It's actually the earth that goes around the sun. You're missing something. You need to do something different and pay attention to something different. And that something different was daily standards. And that's how we begin to make change. When we look at the reviews of what caused the banking crisis, we recognize that in that space, every single time, the solution or the summary of that report says, goals and targets. These guys and girls are trying to achieve their goals and targets with no idea what the standards should be. Well, if they cared about the standards, they didn't want to use those standards. So let me say about daily standards. Firstly, is that they're daily. You do them every single day. And standards, your daily standards, don't care whether you're aware of them or not. I wasn't there when the rules were made up. Or maybe I was, I don't know. I wasn't there when the rules were made up. But what I do know is that they run you anyway. They run us, whether you're aware of them. It's like a baby on the couch. It has no concept of gravity. But if it rolls off that couch, gravity affects it. So your daily standards are like your subroutines. They don't care whether you know about them. They're running you beneath your belief system, beneath your values. They're running us. And because of that, we have to be really, really conscious of the daily standards that we adopt. So for the very first time, many people began to become aware of their daily standards. And they learned one thing. And this is the one thing. Goals don't achieve goals. They never have. Your success, my success, the world, all the achievement that we have is not determined by our goals. It's determined by your daily standards. The rules, the criteria, the levels, the base that we live by each and every day. Those are things that determine us. A friend of mine, as a friend now, as a client back then, came to me and he said, I've got a problem. He'd been turned down for life insurance. And I said, well, no, and he was upset. I said, okay, so tell me what the problem is. He said, well, I've got these goals. I've always had a goal to be able to run a mile, I think he said in 8 minutes. He also said I wanted to have a six-pack. And he also said I wanted to be able to bench press 250. And finally he said to me, I want to be able to walk my daughter, who was young then, walk my daughter down the aisle when she gets married. So I said to him, tell me, tell me about your day and how you run your day. So, well, in the morning, one of the things I do, he said, is I have a full English breakfast. That's one basis of how I work. Full English breakfast. I said, every day? He said, yeah, every day. I said, okay, fine. And what do you do in the evening? He said, well, there's a rule, basis, criteria, level, quality, or rule. As a rule, what do you do in the evening? He said, well, as a rule, I have a couple of beers. Well, who doesn't have a couple of beers? That's what I do in the evening. And I'm around with these friends, and my exercise is quite a lot, because every evening, as a joke, he said, I do that whilst lying on the couch. That's my exercise, the remote control, pretty much every evening. So I could see the qualities he was using. He said, tell me about the food that you eat. And the food that he was eating was low-quality food, high quality in terms of its cost, but high sugar, high fat. He had no level of the concept of the quality of what he was really eating. I said, okay, if a child walked in here today and said to you, these are your goals, healthy and walk your daughter down the aisle and fit in a six-pack, but if you use these standards, are these standards going to achieve that goal? And even you know, not in a month of Sundays, that those standards are going to achieve that goal. Because there's a second thing. Our daily standards determine us. Our daily standards predict us. They predict our story. Any one of us can look at ourselves or another and say, tell me your goals, now tell me your daily standards. So it's time to be honest and look at our daily standards. Once you've got your goal, forget it, set it. Because goals don't achieve goals. They never have. The daily standards determine us. Which is why when we look at organizations and businesses that affect all of our lives, we really have to pay attention to this stuff. Because we can look at that business and say, you're not doing that right. If you carry on doing it that way, you'll affect all of us. Galileo had a challenge, because he went around the world and telling people who were in authority, the way you think it is, isn't the way it is. It's a different way. And of course they said to him, don't talk about this. Don't speak about this. This is heresy. You can't say goals don't work. What I'm saying is that goals don't work. There's something missing. What we have to do is focus on the daily standards, because they're the things that determine us. Let's focus on just these things and nothing else. So here's what I found for some people and some organizations. Some of them embrace this, and I now talk around the world to institutions and large and major companies, from financial services to healthcare companies, to help them implement daily standards to achieve their goals in a way that helps and serves. Because if you can run your life or your own business in a way that helps and serves you, that allows you to help and serve others, isn't that real? Isn't that more authentic? Isn't that the best way to be for you in the world? And that's what we began to do, to look at those organizations and say, here's how we could and should do things. But I found one or two other people, because they were stuck in the old way. Just like Galileo and his opponents, they wouldn't even look to see. You know, when he said, have a look and we'll prove it, just look at this system and you'll know that the old way that you've been using does not work. Have a look to see, and they wouldn't even look to see. Now, in our lives, every one of us, we have the opportunity to change who we are. And we can look at any, right now you can look at one of these areas and decide which of those areas is most important to you, to your life, to your business, to your whatever goal you've got, and choose an area. And today, right now, today, latest today, review that area and review your standards in that area and how you're living in that day. Because you need to know this. The way you are in that area will determine you and nothing else. Whatever goals you've got, that won't be your determinant. It will be the daily standards. This is my grandmother. Lives in the care home. And the problem with the one she used to live in, which is what this picture is all about, is that I used to go into the room and see on the back of the door that she had water given to her six times a day. The problem is when I walked into the room, she was dehydrated. So the goal had been achieved. Someone gets a bonus, someone gets a tick, someone gets a pat on the back, because the water was in the room, but my grandmother was bedridden. Goal achieved. My grandmother didn't get the water because she's bedridden. Goal achieved. Poor standards, people suffer. Banking, healthcare, hospitals, schools, organizations. That's you, that's me, that's us. I have to change the whole thing. What I invite you to do is whatever your role in life is begin to make a difference. Don't be the guys that won't look through the telescope. Look, take a look, just look to see. And you'll see the difference inside of you personally and what you can do in the world to embrace this. If you want to change your life, you need to look at your daily standards as the best implementation tool for goals there is. That's what I discovered anywhere in the world. If you want to change an organization, It's the same thing. Take a look at your daily standards. If you want to change the world, our world is not changed by our goals. It's changed by what we do. And what we do is our daily standards. Join this. It's not an idea. It's a movement. Thank you.
Hey. Hey. That was fun. Who would like to share about their experience of that video? Hey, Shauna.
I'll go first since nobody else is. I'll jump in there, get us started. So yes, that definitely coincided with the Resolving for Truth retreat that we had this week. That's exactly what we went over, and he's so right. Living in the present, being myself authentically, looking inside, everything that we need is within us. The daily standard is what we came up with as our, well, we call them goals, but an action plan to put those goals into practice every single day. And they're measurable. So he's absolutely right. If we had just set the goals up and then walked out of the retreat, none of us would be doing it, probably. But we have an action plan. We have steps. We are measuring those steps, and we're going to be accountable to each other and ourselves for following through on those steps. I love that he said the gifts that we have inside came out. They're inside of each one of us right now. I just love that. And also, if one uses wrong behavior to achieve those goals, everyone suffers, even the ones we want to serve. Like, wow, that's a real wake-up call. And it was interesting that he said our daily standards run us. That's kind of like our thinking mind. It runs us. And we're not even aware of them until we become aware of them. And then we can see how they drive us, how we don't want them to drive us, and what we want to replace them instead of our true goals, our true heart's desire, and that action plan. That's what we want to run us. And then be willing to look at what we're doing, our standards. Look, be willing right now, today, to look. Are they in alignment with our heart? If not, change must happen. And change only happens if we want to, if it comes from our heart, if it's our true desire. So that's what I got. I thought it was a great choice. Thanks, Jacqueline. He is a lovely man. Wow. Thank you.
Can you believe he used to stutter?
No, that was amazing too. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's amazing. He has a beautiful speaking voice. I made a number of notes similar to what the comments that you made, Shauna. But as you spoke, I realized I wanted to focus on a couple of those. Like you said, our daily standards. First of all, they don't care whether you're aware of them or not. They run you. And he called them your subroutines. And we've looked at that and the subconscious mind. And that's what runs you until you make it conscious. Until you make it conscious, you can't make a different choice, right? Until you look. And I thought the mistake that we often make on this path is that even if we look, then we go, yeah, I really do suck. You know, we don't have that affirmative step forward that you get when you have clear daily standards and apply those and consciously apply those standards daily. Because we're applying something. We know that. We're being run by something. So let's be conscious about what we're doing in order to achieve our overall goal, which, you know, we often call spiritual aspiration here. But it's got to be broken down into the daily bread that he kind of referenced. Give us this day. I love that. Not this quarter, not this month. But give us this day our daily bread. And so what we did at the retreat was we started with what was important to us. Make a list of what's important to you. And then really distill that list and what is most important to you. And from that, we created a spiritual aspiration. And then using and then when we looked at our spiritual aspiration, we asked ourselves, well, what do we have to do? What goals is the word we use, do we have to achieve in order to achieve our spiritual aspiration? And then we split that down into these daily standards, these tasks that we can go every day. Well, did I do this today? And did I do this? And did I do this? And without those, cutting it up into those little bite-sized pieces, that daily bread, it's a goal that, like he said, it just remains out there in the future. It's like this future idea of happiness or enlightenment or enlightenment or being a better person. You know, just something maybe someday I'll achieve in the future. But like he said, that's not likely if you're not living it every day. Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks for letting me comment. Who else would like to comment? Connie Sue.
Hey, I just wanted to say that it just reminds me of that like cliche expression, the means and the end are one and the same.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that being all cliche and stuff, but yeah. I think you heard me say it, so it can't be a cliche. Yeah, the means and the end, and maybe it is cliche, but the means and the end are one and the same. And that's what these future goals, just being something that I might achieve someday if I'm lucky and, you know, all the planets align. That's why they don't work, because, you know, we're running on these subconscious routines. You know, we're eating candy and wanting to lose weight, right? That aren't in pursuit, an actual pursuit of our goals. And that's why the means and the end have to become one in the same. So yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Connie. Who else would like to share? Regina.
Well, I guess I'll just share for anyone who wasn't at the retreat, which is I guess Susan and Cher and Connie and Don and Glenn, but he's not there right now, so he'll miss it. I thought I would show how I am keeping track of my, what we called action plan, what he's calling standards. I downloaded a little app. It's called Dailyo. It's the one with the smiley face right there underneath Jasmine's chin. And what I do with this app is I keep track of the things I'm doing during the day that I want to be my daily standards. There's a couple things I can show you about this app. First of all, I'm trying to figure out which I want to show you first. I guess I'll show you, you know, there's a screen just like on all apps, right, with different things that you can press. And one of them is called Edit Activities. And I've gone into this screen and I've created the different activities that I want to watch this year in order to make sure I'm living on a daily basis in the way that I want to live. And some of the things here are spending time with family, exercising, eating well, what I call a full meditation, which means I have to meet my meditation goal, which by the way is increasing throughout the year. So what qualifies as a full meditation changes. This last week it was an hour. This coming week it's going to be an hour and a half. And it continues to increase until 3 hours a day, except on Mondays, which is going to be 5 hours a day. That's a full meditation. So that's what the full meditation icon represents. There's also a short meditation icon if I meditate, but I do less than the full meditation. A contemplation icon, walk, work, a wasted time icon if I waste time. An abiding icon, if I'm staying aware of awareness just while out in the world. An open-eyed meditation icon, if I do that type of meditation. Overeating, I need exercise because I haven't exercised in at least 3 days. Slept late, and that kind of blew my schedule. So both what you would call positive and negative, but they're things I want to keep track of. They're things I want to track to make sure that I'm meeting my daily standards. So after I created these icons, another thing that I was able to create, they call these moods. And I don't know if you can see them very well. They're little faces. And basically the bottom one, which I would hope to go all year without even one of these, but that may not happen. The bottom one I have called didn't, which means I just didn't meet my standards today, right? The second one is called weak, which means I kind of did, but you know, if every day was like this, I wouldn't really be living the way I wanted to. This was a weak day. I also have a day called okay-ish, which is moving towards weak, but it's not quite weak, but it still wasn't really my standard. Then I have steady, which means I'm really sticking to my standard for today. And then I have on it, which means I actually exceeded my previous standard. Once I have some on its, then I'll really have a new standard. And so after that, steady is applying to the new standard. So like if you see an on it and then you see a steady, that's actually a higher standard now. I'm staying at a higher level. And if I would start to slip down to the previous level, then I would give myself an okay-ish or a week. So basically by keeping track with these throughout the year, my level should be going steadily up, right? So steady at the end of the year should mean much higher than steady at the beginning of the year. Does that make sense? I'll show you today. This is my entry for today. Today I have given myself a steady. But if you look, I actually had three on its in a row. It was steady before that, which you, it was steady before that for quite a bit. Right, there was even an okay-ish day. That was last Sunday, I think. I don't remember exactly. But I had a lot of studies, but now I've had three on its right in a row, on it, which means I increased my standard 3 days in a row. So this steady that I'm getting today is actually a higher steady than those previous ones were. And you can also see maybe that I've spent time with family today. I've been eating well. I did a full meditation. I did a contemplation. I took a walk. I can't read backwards. Oh, I'm working. That's what I'm doing right now. And then I've been abiding while out in the world. So this is helping me live that standard that he talked about, right? I mean, I'm keeping track on a daily basis. I can also go back and look at my stats. I've been doing this for 12 days. You can tell that I've contemplated every day. That's the only thing I've done every day. But I've also meditated every day. I've had 10 full meditations and 2 shorter meditations. So I have meditated every day. But this allows me to kind of look overall and see how I'm doing. So just thought I would pop in and share that. And I think what I have to do now is head downstairs and get ready for my own teaching. So I'll probably be turning off my camera while I'm moving. But thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Regina. I appreciate you sharing that with the group. And most of us, if not all of us that attended the retreat, got right on there. They've got that app for iPhone and Android, both. So we've all taken Regina's approach, and we set our action plans, and then we went into a little app and we set up our little icons, and we're measuring our progress. And this is how we make forward movement. Again, I was struck by how I felt like this dovetailed with what Glenn was saying. He said, create the conditions for what you want to happen to come to fruition. Make a decision every day to be who you are and share that with the world. And, you know, I mean, this is how it's done. It's just not, it's in contrast with going, oh, look at that Regina. Ain't she great? Wonder how she got there. Well, this is how, right? This is just this consistent application of this consistent forward steps, you know? And again, without the guilt, it's just so nice. Oh, look, yay! And making it fun. Making it fun is so important, right? Oh, look, I got all these little icons today. I'm on it, man. I am on it. Okay, today I was okay-ish, right? But I mean, you get to, so it's So it's entertaining, right? It's fun, and it's, you know, it's just the opposite of that approach, again, that most of us have taken for so long, which is to go, yeah, well, I really screwed that up, didn't I? So, yeah, so it's just a real positive approach towards that. Would anybody else like to share what they saw in the, yeah, Glenn, please.
I did think he had watched my hour previous, you know, my discussion. You know, it was like, oh, is someone playing my talk back to me? Anyway, you know? It was nice. Just also, it's always nice to see. You know, I would emphasize one thing is that each of us do this in a different way. You know, I'm not going to have your schedule. I'm just not. I'm not going to get up when you do. What's best for you? I'm much more of a morning person than I am a night person. You might be more of a night, you know, more of a night person. My learning style is visual. Written. I'm autography, so I write. I learn and write it. I need to write it all out for me to learn. You know, I know that about myself. My brother is kinetic. He needs to be moving when he's learning. That's why he has so much trouble in school, because they don't let you run around the room and learn. You know, so he had a lot of trouble in school but if you know how you learn, if you know the circumstances that are best for you, if you know that these are your triggers or this is how you do it, or I'll say one thing that for some reason Earl Purdy is coming up in my mind today. I'm going to have to like check him up on him. It wasn't on that helicopter with Kobe or something. I don't know. But it's just, so, Earl Purdy says this all the time to leave my head. It just left my head. Anyway, we make these decisions over and over and over again, and they stack on top of each other. And I am subject to the decisions that you're making. You know, you're creating the world that's influencing my world, that's causing other different decisions. It's like, collectively in the community aspect of this isn't talked about as much. Like individually, they can tell you, like, if you want to know why, if you want to know where you spend your money, write every penny down. This has been done forever. If you want to know what you eat and why your body is, why you're having the trouble, or whatever, take everything off of your meal and then add things to the 30-day reintroduction diet, you know, or fasting and stuff like that. We have got methods. We know how to do all of this. The tools for finding out how you operate and how you move through the world and what is comfortable. Oh, I just remembered what Earl Purdy says. How do you know that this system is for you? And he's talking about any system, whether it's Kabbalah, you know, Course in Miracles, yoga. How do you know that this is the system for you? He says it very simply. You'll do it. You know what your routine, your optimal routine is? The one that you'll do. You know, because I have been under all this kind of really good pressure to like get this happened or to have this scheduled or write these things down and to manage my schedule or to look this way or, you know, meal plans and all gym memberships. And oh, I could just go on and on and on and on. Maybe you have too, trying to get your life together in some kind of organization so you could accomplish a bigger goal. I always made two mistakes in that thing. I didn't involve other people to help me and support me and like tell me what I was doing and like they give me encouragement or criticisms or whatever. I didn't involve other people. It's all on my own. And it's a secret. And it's probably something I was ashamed of because I want to lose weight or I want to get bigger tits or, you know, I want to learn something, you know, new or whatever it is. You know, I'm trying to, I'm ashamed. I'm trying to correct something that I'm ashamed of. Right. That's not where I want to operate from today. I want to operate from the place of building something that I can share with you. That first of all involves other people. The second thing is the second mistake I have always made in the past is that I don't do what's best for me. I do things that's what is will impress you. I don't do what is best for my own sense of time and awareness and skill levels. I do what is I think is going to mostly impress other people so they'll like me, right? So am I making a decision to do what is good for me so that I'll prove that I'm good or a disciplined person or a real spiritual person, or I can show you my credentials that I've done these spiritual things or not? That's not why I do it. I don't think that's why any of us are doing it. But I have made the mistake in doing it for those reasons in the past. So my own sense of self-care has been a lot of figuring out who I am and how I get to specifically learn how to creatively the way I'm going to share myself with the world, you know, how I'm going to do it, how I like to do it, how it's easy for me. You know, the famous Zen idea is that nobody has to tell a hummingbird how to be a hummingbird. You know, but for some reason, us human beings, we have to go like figure out how we're human. How do humans act? How do humans behave? What is a man? What is a woman? What is marriage? What is help? What's peace? What is joy? We learned in the course tonight. He goes, you know what your major problem is? You can't recognize yourself. You can't recognize God. You can't recognize your brother. You know, so what are we looking at? You know, well, we're trying to see with a very limited vision. So what we do is we say, okay, what do I want? What are the conditions that grow that? You know, apple trees grow in this condition. You can't have apples if you don't create the conditions for apples growing. They don't happen any other way, you know, or anything that you want to grow, whether it's peace or relationship or love or art, it has to be done. And you have to want to do it. And then I promise you, the way I've learned, it'll be a form of teaching peace, and it'll be a form of giving something of yourself away. You know, the conditions for it, the conditions for that fruit falling from your tree onto somebody else's garden to grow for them, right? Because that's been done for me. People have given me their practice. People have given me their books. People have given me their minds and their understanding and their presence and their love and care for me far beyond anything that I was able to recognize at the time. So I want to be that. They've created the condition. Others first created the conditions for me to become aware. So it is my responsibility to extend the conditions I'm able to create so that other people are able to step into the container that exists around me and have the permission to be themselves. That is what I am all about, because it was given to me first. I didn't know who I was. There was somebody who knew me before I knew who I was. And it was somebody like you who said, I love you and I see you and I know you. Because of my practice, I can see you. So take this from me. Take my practice and see what you can make it of your own. I've been given everything I do for myself, every meditation I've done, and I meditate daily. Thank you for the reminder, Regina. I need to get back a little bit more disciplined, because I feel better, not because there's kudos or points to gain. It's because I do better. I make better decisions. That's why I do it, not so I'm a better meditator or I can say, you know, I've done this or done that. Believe you me, competitive spirituality is for the birds, you know. So thank you for, you know, your permission to be myself. Thank you for, you know, your practice. One of the things that I've always said that I'm known for in our little community is I'll start a lot of my talks and I'll say, our little group meetings, and I'll say, thank you for your practice. Thank you for your practice. Because everything you do that's not in front of me is for us. All of the stuff that you do alone, all of the stuff that we do alone, and, you know, meditate or eat well or calm ourselves down or help with friends or babysit a child, whatever it is, all those things in your practice, you're doing for me. You bring to your presence with me, and I really appreciate it. So thank you for your practice. And are the conditions for us awakening together. Those are the conditions. I take responsibility for my mind, for my place in the mind of God, as each of us do, I hope, to create the world that we want to live in together. And thanks for letting me go on a little bit extra. But I should send him my little talk. I said, you know, there's lots of, you know, have you seen this? Do you know this concept? Thanks.
Oh, that was great, Glenn. You are such a gentle and charismatic soul. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. It's beautiful. Yes. And I'm just thrilled when these talks line up with what you've just been teaching us. It's just amazing to see it work that way. But I think you're right on. And I also noted, and I hadn't noted that before, one of the things that he really, really emphasized was what you were really emphasizing today. Be myself, be authentically me. And that's where it's got to start, but it can't stay up there with some grand pie in the sky idea. You got to bring it down, back down to those daily standards, in order to authentically be yourself. Yeah. Yeah. So, thank you very much for your comments. We appreciate them. We appreciate all of you. We have a few minutes left. I have asked Dawn to play a song that appeared in our Gentle Healing Year One Daily Tip today. I think it's perfect. I think it's right on with what we've been talking about. And so I will release the mic to you. Thanks. I love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Okay. Love you guys. thanks so much for being here with me for this program. I appreciate your input. I appreciate your presence. I love you guys. And I'm having a great time. I hope you are too. Bye.